There's two scenes in the next poem, which is called Pilots. One is on a ranch, an isolated ranch, which is supplied by airplane. And the next scene, I hate to get local about it, but is in Polo Village. I'm not sure I get the two working together, but that's one of the ideas. One word you might need to know about is remuda, which is a string of horses that is used. Well, that's the name of the string of horses that is used on a daily basis on a ranch. So, pilots. I've spent my life in a foolish, evil, and crazy manner of false alarms, chasing the remuda off the runway with a spade, lying about my feelings, and finally, in the bunker of the double raw log root cellar, moving the cartons of coke to get at the dead raccoon, an envelope with the love letter extracted from it. Heard the ultimate insult, the supply plane, an anthem curving around the ridge on one wing. Saw it in my mind, greasing itself in with a splash over its nose across the pasture. The cabin girls rushing out, bobbing up and down, the passengers of a wrecked ship about to be rescued from the waves. While grinning in his seat, the pilot passed out transistor radios, letters from their boyfriends, the fruitcakes that at night in the dystrophic kerosene light of the big cabin they waltz around with. Nevertheless, when I get home, it's good to see that civilization is much the same. My truant friends who ran south to Lake Tlacala, following the herds of flamingos streaking through their heads, are back early, finding the water polluted, the Indians malnourished but uncaring. And now all day they sit outside their Quonset hut in this unusual heat beneath their one half of a rigged parachute, in their jerry-built shade with the faraway look of a couple discovering itself still in love, though long married, while in a tear over their blessed heads, enough blue sky to wink at flaps away.